Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We know that we are 4 months, you know, from the tragedy happening. And it's something that we will remain diligently on to get the building down, but more importantly, get our people out of it. You know, it's unfortunate that, you know, the political stunts and using it to their advantage, especially with this being a tragedy in our city. So, you know, shame on corporate for that, on Hard Rock for that. Sure. Well, the reality is it's a very complicated situation. Engineering is absolutely involved, meaning how you take it down. The structure is not sound. It's just not. It's dangerous. You know, like me, the processes that we've gone through from controlled implosion to traditional demolition, but going right back to controlled implosion because, one, it is the safest way to bring that building down. And, of course, the extractions of our people there and bringing it down to grade in the fastest process that we have been able to unveil. So once the start begins, which seems to be still along with the timeline of mid-March, 90 days from that period where it will be totally down to grade. And then, you know, my response is, in comparison to what? If you have a comparison for me, let me know. But in comparison to what? We've never experienced this at all, very seldom in the United States of America. And the only thing that one that we have to align it with is that of the tragedy, you know, in the World Trade Center, where the building was up longer than that, and it took over 10 months for us to get our people out, and then the dollars associated with that. So it's like, I understand the level of frustration, but no one is as frustrated as the families whose people are still in that building. It's just, there's no comparison to that. But when I can sit down with the family and even get an understanding of, one, what the process has, you know, what it has been, how long it's taken, and still garner their support in terms of how we're moving, that's what satisfies, it satisfies me. Meaning that, of course, sooner rather than later, that's always been the play. That's why we've moved to controlled implosion. That would render this building down within a 90-day period, unlike the previous plan that would take us well into 2021, which was unacceptable to me and, of course, my lead on this, Superintendent McConnell, but more importantly to the insurance company that is ultimately responsible to the ownership of, you know, utilizing those dollars to bring it down.
Fox 8 and then Jessica with the advocate.
Legally recourse in terms of the city of New Orleans? Well, you know, we have submitted, we've done all of our risk assessments as it relates to the money that the city has had to spend on this tragedy, and of course making sure and taking every step that the city is refunded, you know, the dollars that we've had to spend on this tragedy. This continues to rest, of course, with the ownership. I understand that the Hard Rock International doesn't own the site, just the flag that entered into the agreement with the ownership. But again, with this tragedy and hearing from them 4 months after, you know, I mean, it's a bit shameful. Well, show me the money. Show me the track record. I haven't seen that, meaning the city has not received one dime as it relates to the tragedy from anyone, and that also includes Hard Rock International. And of course, I know that this has been a negative to their brand. Like, I absolutely get that. You know, when I was watching and looking at the Super Bowl and it being in the harbor, I mean, it just couldn't get out of my mind. So I understand, you know, the impact that it has had. But at the end of the day, the impact on this community, I think that we deserve better than a letter that was generated by their CEO to me today.
Channel 4 and then
No, actually, I did not expect this type of response. I thought that it would be one in the spirit of course, them saying that they're not the ownership. So, of course, clarifying the responsibility, I absolutely expected that. But I did not expect them to not respond in with more reverence and empathy around the impact that this has had on the city. But on the city, speaking to its business owners and, of course, the families that are closely associated with this tragedy, I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't.
Last question, AP. Anything? Okay, I'm sorry, may I follow up?
Just real quickly, are there any discussions from the city with private companies or businesses to try and extract the bodies before
the situation? Oh, in terms of extracting the bodies, that's been the top priority really since day one. And when we thought that we can go, and at least we just were unable to do so, and even with going with the traditional demolition, with understanding the stabilization that would be required to even move a traditional demolition forward, well, we had to back off because life safety is the number one priority that goes along with extracting the remains of our people. And, you know, as I think about, as I think about the family, even with our meeting this morning, still remains on, you know, from day one saying that they do not want to put anyone's life, you know, in jeopardy. And of course, that's not what you do anyway, but just having that assurance from the family, it means a lot. I can't even express how much that means, but what it does mean is that we're doing the right thing here.
Jennifer, one last follow-up and then we're done.
Sure.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. The responsibility is with the ownership, and the agreement that Hard Rock entered with the ownership to carry their flag. Okay, so there's an agreement and there is an exchange of money associated with the flag, and that was between Hard Rock International and 1031 Canal. The city has nothing to do with that, and the responsibility will fall where it should, and that's squarely on the ownership. And I just expected that Hard Rock International would just respond a little bit more differently as it relates to the impact that this has had on the city of New Orleans, and particularly with the businesses being impacted, and one in particular, like the hostel, has just truly been the greatest in terms of impact. But in fairness, everyone, you know, all the businesses around have been impacted and are still being impacted by it.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.